The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. What an honor to have you with us today on what is turning out to be a very busy Breaking News Friday. And we've got all sorts of things happening at the border, on Capitol Hill, and here at Truett McConnell University in Cleveland, Georgia, home to several thousand conservative Christian students, all God-fearing patriots. And we are getting ready, gearing up for the annual Todd Starnes Faith and Freedom Celebration that kicks off later tonight with our very special guest, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. She will be delivering a keynote address. We're going to have upwards of 1,300 people here on the university campus later this afternoon. And for those of you listening to us across the state of Georgia and the Carolinas, there's still time to get in the car and come on down and be a part of our great gathering tonight as we celebrate America and we celebrate the great things that are happening here at Truett McConnell University. Folks, we've got some terrific guests coming up, and of course the big news that we are all waiting for is the results of the Arizona audit. Now, there are reports out there suggesting that the audit shows Joe Biden with even more votes. We are being told to hang tight because there's more to the story. And, of course, the official audit report will come out later this afternoon after this program leaves the airwaves. But we're going to be talking with Liz Harrington from the Trump team. Liz Harrington is going to be here to weigh in on that story. We are getting some new information, and we're going to bring that to you in the next hour of the show. So you will want to hang tight because you're only going to hear that here on the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Also, we're going to have Liz weigh in on a report that has just surfaced, Politico and Rolling Stone reporting that Rudy Giuliani has been banned from Fox News Channel. Not only Rudy, but his son Andrew, who is running to be governor. They have been banned from Fox News Channel. We're going to talk to Liz Harrington about those reports as well. Now, just a few moments ago, President Biden, and I have to say, I'm not sure what they did. Maybe they fixed his meds. Maybe they gave him a couple of uppers. But he seemed to be more coherent in his interactions with the press today. President Biden coming out and addressing this story, this image that we've been talking about for several days now. The image shows Border Patrol agents on horseback trying to corral these illegal alien invaders from Haiti. Now, the mainstream media and the Democrats came right out of the gate and accused the Border Patrol agents of using whips, of whipping the migrants, using the horses as weapons. So they accused Border Patrol of weaponizing the horses. But as we know, you cannot trust anything that comes from the Democrats or the mainstream media. Nancy Pelosi does not know the front end of the horse from the back end of the horse. And we now know those were not whips. Those were, in fact, reins, and that one of the illegals had actually attacked the horse. We don't know if the illegal tried to punch the horse, but the illegal was clearly doing something to the horse. And the Border Patrol agent in the photograph was trying to get the guy away from the horse. So Joe Biden was asked about this today. They all know the truth. They all know the truth here, folks, which is why all of this is so absolutely reprehensible and heinous, because these good and decent and honorable Border Patrol agents
are being maligned unfairly. So Joe Biden was asked about this at the press conference. Cut number two, please.
Given what we saw at the border this week, have you failed in that promise? And this is happening under your watch. Do you take responsibility for the chaos that's unfolding?
Of course I take responsibility. I'm president, but it was horrible what to see, as you saw. To see people treat it like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped, it's outrageous. I promise you those people will pay. They will be an investigation underway now, and there will be consequences. There will be consequences. It's an embarrassment, but it's beyond an embarrassment. It's dangerous. It's wrong. It sends the wrong message around the world. It sends the wrong message at home. It's simply not who we are.
So the brilliant thing about all of this is everybody is attacking Joe Biden. Everybody. The guy's approval ratings are in the toilet. And somebody's about to flush. They're that low. Here you have the leftist coming after Biden because they want these illegals to be given full amnesty. They don't want anybody shipped out. Biden administration says they are shipping people out, but we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that that is not happening, that most of these people are actually being dropped off at bus stations and airline terminals all over South Texas. That's what's going on. So now you've got the citizens of Del Rio, Texas. They're under siege. We understand upwards of 20,000 illegal aliens, again, more Haitians, are coming up from Mexico City. You could have a situation very soon in the next several days where there are more illegal aliens living in Del Rio, Texas, than there are actual law-abiding, tax-paying American citizens living in Del Rio, Texas. And nobody wants to talk about that. Nobody wants to do anything about that. And I agree with Tucker Carlson. He was talking about this a couple of nights ago on Fox News Channel. This is part of an intentional effort to replace the makeup of America. This is a forced effort. We're not talking about legal migration. We're talking about an effort to dump millions of illegal aliens into this country over the Biden administration. Keep in mind, 1.2, 1.3 million, I promise you that number has gone up. Those are the numbers we know about that have crossed the border illegally since Joe Biden took the oath of office. That is only going to get worse. Could you imagine by the end of his term, we could have upwards of 5, 6, 7 million illegal aliens living in our nation? And you better believe those people are going to be voting. So now you've got the poor citizens of Del Rio, and nobody's looking out for these people. I mean, they are the true victims here. And in a very close second are all the people waiting in line to get here legally. But you've got all these folks down there in Del Rio, and they are under siege. And guess who shows up? None other than the chief racist himself, Al Sharpton, who goes out there and holds a press briefing, and for the first time, somebody, and this is a brilliant thing that happened, somebody said, you know what, enough is enough. Al Sharpton, you got to go. Take a listen to what happened.
Is the former U.S. ambassador to South Africa,
why are you not being the vaccine Gasper, at the border?
And to his 40% right,
of children that come in from the continent are not missing from the border.
Jennifer Jones Austin.
Kids are being sedated at the U.S. border. Why are you not being a voice for the children?
From Atlanta, Georgia, New Birth Baptist Church, Reverend Freddie Haynes.
Why are you still being racist where it doesn't exist?
How much money?
Why are you trying to come and promote violence? Why are you here advocating for violence? Why are you here advocating for violence?
Oh, this is brilliant. Don't stop. Listen, I want this as my ringtone.
Del Rio is a loving, caring community. We don't want your racism in Texas. Get out of here. Nobody wants to hear your racist nonsense in Del Rio.
I love it. There you go, folks. Look, this is how you respond to these people like Al Sharpton. You get in their face. You yell at them. You shout them down. That's a brilliant thing that happened at the border. Telling Al Sharpton, we don't want your racism in Del Rio, Texas. Go back home. And quite frankly, that's exactly what we ought to be doing to these illegal alien invaders. But Joe Biden, President Biden, just a few moments ago announcing that the problem is not the illegal aliens. The problem is Border Patrol that's trying to defend our nation's sovereignty, and he's about to go after them. You heard it, folks. Joe Biden says he is going to punish Border Patrol agents for doing their jobs. All right, look, we've got to take a break here. Again, a great show lined up for you. Al Sharpton. Al Sharpton's not coming on this program. Liz Harrington is, along with an incredible report coming out of First Liberty Institute, where chaplains are now being ordered to stop religious exemptions of the China virus. We're going to get into that. Also, some breaking news out of The View. We've got some audio to share with you there. Plus your calls, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. And, of course, our website, always open for business. We have tons of stories for you on ToddStarnes.com. We are live at Truett McConnell University in Cleveland, Georgia, for our Big Faith and Freedom celebration. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
So I was trying to find a part for my Cadillac the other day, but instead of going down to the auto store, I went online to rockauto.com and I saved a ton of money. You know, chain stores have different price tiers for the professional mechanics and the do-it-yourselfers, but rockauto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing prices based on what the market will bear, just like the airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody, and it does not require membership or an account to log in. The best part about it, RockAuto.com is a family business. They've been serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. So go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. And best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. And here's what I also want you to do. Write Starnes, S-T-A-R-N-E-S, in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that I sent you to rockauto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. All right, folks, now more than ever, it is so important to support companies and organizations that share our values. That's why I switched to Patriot Mobile. That's because they are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They not only share our beliefs, but they're doing something about it. Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every dollar to organizations that we fight for every day on this radio program. And if you switch to Patriot Mobile right now, use the promo code Todd, you're going to get free activation and a free gift. Now, some of you might be wondering, well, wait a second, I'm on a fixed budget. That's okay, because they have a plan to fit any budget you have, along with some incredible discounts for our veterans and first responders. All you need to do is go to patriotmobile.com/Todd, and you're going to be able to switch right there online, patriotmobile.com/Todd, or you can also give them a call at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT, but whatever you do, be sure to use that promo code Todd. All right, welcome back to the program. We are broadcasting from the campus of Truett McConnell University in Cleveland, Georgia, getting ready for our Big Faith and Freedom celebration later tonight, and we would love to see you there. So just a few moments ago, we've got to play this audio. There was chaos, and well, there's normally chaos on The View, but there was a lot of chaos when a couple of the hosts live on air found out they were infected with the China virus. Take a listen to what happened.
Two of you to step off for a second.
Okay.
Anna and
we're going to bring you back later.
Have to leave.
Yeah. Yes.
And we'll tell you why.
More information later. It's a tease.
We'll tell you why in a couple of minutes. So shall I introduce the vice president?
Yes.
Okay. So, vice president. No. Nope. Okay. Shall we dance? Let's do a tap dance.
Let's do a tap dance.
Since this is going to be a major news story any minute now,
yeah.
What happened is that Sonny and Anna both apparently tested positive for COVID. No matter how hard we try, these things happen. They probably have a breakthrough case, and they'll be okay, I'm sure, because they're both vaccinated up the wazoo. You know, a lot of vaccines. So,
So according to Joy Behar, and I know this is happening during the lunch hour, and so my apologies for the visual. This may upset your tummy, but Joy Behar said that they were tested up the wazoo and vaccinated up the wazoo there on the View set. So Sonny Hostin and Anna Navarro now testing positive, even though they were fully vaccinated. And all of this was happening right before the vice president was scheduled to come on the TV show. Look here, folks, the breaking news headline, why in the world is no one talking about this? How many people have gotten infected after getting the vaccine? That once again tells me that the vaccines are not working. Otherwise, what's the point? You're getting a vaccine and suddenly you become infected again with the disease that you were supposedly vaccinated against. It makes absolutely no sense. So anyway, it happened on national television there, and Anna Navarro, Sonny Hostin, I don't know if they've been placed in, who knows, but they were literally removed from the stage during the live show there at The View. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. We are delighted to have you with us. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So I want to go back to this story we've been following at the border, where Joe Biden just a few moments ago said that he would be punishing those Border Patrol agents on horseback who tried to block illegals from coming into the country. Now, the head of the Border Patrol Union is now speaking out about this and says that what Biden is doing here is using those images to deflect from the fact that they've done absolutely nothing at the border. Joe Biden has allowed the border to descend into chaos, and it looks just like a third world refugee camp. There are not even working toilets among the 15,000 people who are still there. And so a lot of people are now wondering, okay, when is Biden going to the border? Now, a reporter asked about this. Peter Ducey, his dad is Steve Ducey from Fox News, cut number one.
One more. Has President Biden ever been to the southern border?
In his life?
Yes.
I will have to look back in my history books and check the times he's been to the southern
border.
We
have been looking all morning, and we cannot find any record of him visiting the border as president, vice president, senator, or even as a concerned citizen. Why would that be?
I can check and see when the last time or when he may have been.
No, we know the answer. It's never. He's never been to the border. So Peter Ducey, at today's press conference, tried to get that question in one more time, cut number three.
Mr. President, how come you've never been to the border?
Mr. President,
sir, the debt limit, sir.
So he said, have you ever been to the border? The guy he runs out. Biden just refuses to answer that question. But more importantly, we know where Kamala Harris is. She's at The View now, but why is she not at the border? That is her job responsibility. That is her one assignment. Her one assignment given to her by the President of the United States, and yet Kamala Harris refuses to go anywhere near that border. And the reason is very simple. When she does, the Biden administration knows that she will become the face of the border crisis. And that's why Kamala Harris isn't going anywhere around there. She may be a moron, but she's not stupid. She knows exactly what Joe Biden is going to do. So she's in on it. And that tells me there's a lot of infighting right now within the Biden administration. The blame game is happening in real time. And meanwhile, you have Al Sharpton down there. You've got everybody down there except for the President of the United States and the Vice President of the United States. That's what's going on here. All right. ToddStarnes.com is our website. And I want to remind you, folks, this is a great opportunity to sign up for the Todd Starnes newsletter. I send this thing out every afternoon right after the show. It lands in your inbox. Now, we've got upwards of 500,000 people combined that follow us on social media. The problem is most of you are not seeing our stories on your news feeds. And there's a reason why, and we all know about the censorship. We can't do anything about that. But what we can do is offer you a newsletter with links to our stories delivered directly to you every single day free of charge. And you can access that newsletter at ToddStarnes.com. Again, ToddStarnes.com. Folks, we've got to take a break and pay some bills. By now, you've all heard me talk about MyPillow, and now Mike has done it again. Mike Lindell, introducing his all-new My Slippers. Mike has taken over 2 years to develop these incredible slippers designed to wear indoors and outdoors all day long. Those slippers are made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. Your feet will sleep. For a limited time, Mike is offering 40% off his new My Slippers. The My Slippers are so comfortable that you're going to want to get some for the whole family. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code STARNS. You're also going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and MyPillow Towel Sets. Or just call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS. That's 800-839-8506. Promo code STARNS. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, broadcasting from Truett McConnell University in Cleveland, Georgia. Great to have you with us today. So, look, this afternoon around 4 o'clock Eastern, we're being told the Arizona Senate audit hearing is going to get underway. And you will be able to, and I'm sure your local talk radio station is going to be covering this story. There have already been some reports leaked out regarding vote tallies, and I know that you've seen them, and I've gotten the reports as well. But we're being told that there is more to this, so hold your fire for just a little while longer, and let's see how all of this plays out. We've been looking for evidence. And we're about to find out if we've got the evidence. That's ultimately what this is all about. One way or the other, we should get some sort of a result today. There is some information at thelibertydaily.com, J.D. Rucker, saying that the audit is going to show Maricopa County had more than enough voter fraud for the state legislature to decertify the election. So if you are a Trump supporter, then you are going to jump onto that and you are going to demand that the state legislature decertify the election. Republicans hold majorities in the House and the Senate in Arizona. So the question now is, okay, what will the Republicans do? They just have a razor-thin majority. Will they and try and decertify the presidential election results? And if that happens, giant can of worms is opened and we are off to the races. So this is going to be very, very interesting. We're going to have our team providing you information and updates on ToddStarnes.com as we as the information comes out later today. All right. Another big story we're following over at ToddStarnes.com, and this is an absolute travesty. We have been talking about conditions in VA hospitals for a number of years on this program. And this is a very important issue for me. We have an obligation. We have a moral obligation. We have a patriotic obligation to make sure those who served our country receive the best medical care in all of America. But sadly, many of our VA hospitals and clinics are horrible, just horrible. Many times our veterans have to wait hours, days just to get medical treatment, and they are treated horribly. Not at all, but enough where it is a problem. And I know that the Trump administration addressed a lot of these issues, but there is so much still to be done. Well, this story comes from us from ToddStarnes.com, Caleb Park writing the story from Knoxville, Tennessee. A Tennessee veteran who was a combat medic in Afghanistan committed suicide this week on Tuesday. He had gone to the VA clinic to get help. The guy is a registered nurse. He was the father of a young daughter, and he went to a VA clinic in West Knoxville to get help. Took along a friend. Now, clearly, the guy had been through some rough times. He was on a mood suppressant to help him sleep. But even then, he'd only been getting a couple of hours of sleep over the last 4 days. He was going through a difficult time. So he went to the clinic for help. But they turned this man away. The nurse asked the man if he was feeling suicidal, but he said at the time he was not, but that he had over the past couple of weeks, and that should have been the red flag for the VA clinic. But instead, the nurse told the guy, the veteran who had been suicidal, that he would have to come back in 2 weeks because that was the earliest they could fit this guy in. Went home and committed suicide later that day. Is this who we are as a country, folks? Is that who we are? That we would allow a man who is clearly in a bad mental state to be turned away? A guy goes in there, he's feeling suicidal, and we're going to turn that guy away because they can't fit him in? Is that what America is really all about? Is that what the Biden administration is telling us? That's the best they can do for our veterans? The men and women who put on the uniform of this country and sacrifice their lives for us? That's as good as they're going to get? I'm feeling suicidal? Well, come back in 2 weeks. 844-747-8868 is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Let's go to Georgia. Laurent is on the line with us. What's on your mind today?
Well, I'm thinking about the dead people voting, Todd. You know, we need to find out which way they voted because, you know, this could be an opportunity for the Republicans to, you know, kind of cater to that voting bloc, you know, and the way to do that. You know, because if they voted, then it's fraud, and there ain't no privacy issue, you know, about which way they voted, because it's obviously a fraudulent vote, and we need to find out and uncover in each and every state where there's dead people voting, which way did they vote?
Well, by and large, most of the reports we've had, it's always that vote, the vote of the dead, always goes to the Democrats. And we don't know why. Well, we know why that is, but we don't know why the dead always vote Democrat. But for whatever reason, and again, this is all verified. I mean, it's not like we're making this up. For some reason, Democrats are able to, their policies are very good for dead people. And that's why they go and vote in droves on election day for the Democrats like Joe Biden.
How do we know that? Where can I get some more information that them dead people has been voting Democrat?
Well, I mean, and when I say the majority, those are the news reports coming out. And when you look at the Republicans who do go in and investigate these claims of voter fraud, the information they uncover shows that dead people did, in fact, vote, and they voted for the Democrat. And that goes all the way back to at least in the modern era, I would say, to JFK in an election that was clearly stolen by the Democrats and by JFK's father, who funneled millions of dollars to make sure that, you know, that his son won the presidency. That was an abomination. Now, Richard Nixon at the time, and everyone in the Republican Party was urging Nixon to contest the election based on the outright voter fraud, but Nixon decided not to do that. He decided to concede, And, you know, and of course, he became president later. You do wonder what this country would look like if Nixon had, in fact, contested the election, which he had the right to do, and quite frankly, which he should have done. Laurent, thank you for the call. We appreciate you listening to us. 844-747-8868. Now, this is getting interesting when it comes to the China virus story. We're getting a report that Black Lives Matter is fired up about these vaccine mandates. Now, in New York City, if you want to go to let's say, a restaurant, you've got to show some sort of an ID. Well, now Black Lives Matter is coming in and saying those mandates are racist, and they are promising an uprising against this vaccine passport rule. This is going to be brilliant because Black Lives Matter will do what the average law-abiding American citizen will not. They will get into the streets, and they will protest. So what's about to transpire here in New York City is a fascinating thing. You could have a situation where Black Lives Matter, we are no friend of Black Lives Matter, but we are definitely no friend of the communists who run New York City. So the enemy of our enemy could be our at least our ally in this instance. So let's see what happens here. Black Lives Matter threatening an uprising in New York City against these mandatory vaccine policies. This could get really entertaining very quickly. All right, let's go back to the phones here on the Todd Stearns radio program. Marlon in Memphis, Tennessee, on our flagship station, KWAM. Marlon, I understand you want to weigh in on this VA hospital situation.
Right. I think if his friend knew a little more, because I just went through it maybe a month ago, like I was telling your screener, and the emergency suicide line is great. We were on the phone for 2 hours because I drove all the way south of Jackson, Tennessee to pick this guy up because of his condition. And the whole time she was on the phone with us. The problem, when we got to the Memphis VA where he's part of, they have a private security firm that has nothing to do with military that don't understand, I would say. So that was my first obstacle, getting past security. And I had her on the phone. They wouldn't even talk to her. She's like, let me talk to him. I said, he said he don't want to talk to you. So she had to call the hospital, get the nurse to come down, put him in. The only thing I can say is they have it too easy for them to check out or get put out for mischievous behavior. But when you're there for a mental condition, mischievous is part of it. And I received excellent care from the 24-hour service center and from the nurse once she came down. But now, I didn't vote for Joe Biden, but I'm trying to see how did this help with Joe Biden? What this has to do with that?
Well, the Biden administration is in charge of the VA hospital system. And we're hearing reports from beyond just this story about the VA hospitals not doing what they're supposed to do for our veterans. But this really transcends presidencies. It was a big problem during the Trump years. And President Trump did try, but they were not able to make a lot of movement there. And I think it's because the VA hospital system is so large, Marlon. I don't care if you're a Republican or Democrat. We've got to make sure our fighting men and women, the veterans, have the best health care and access to the best health care in all the country.
I agree with you 1,000,000% on that.
Yeah, it's real easy to get, you know, into politics here, but the reality is Biden is president, so it's his responsibility. He's got to get it fixed. And we've got to make sure, especially in these mental and suicide issues, as soon as that pops up, I would say put that person in and get them the treatment, get them the help they need. And it sounds like you certainly did that with this individual you were talking about.
Yes, I did. But unfortunately, he got kicked out, and I'm on my way to Jonesboro, Arkansas to retrieve him again because he was speaking in a meeting about drugs, and they kicked him out. And if you hear this guy talking, it'll be – I don't know the story to Kroger yet, but it'll be – if he had access to it, it would have been a mass shooting, and I know this for a fact.
Well,
he is way out there, and I'm trying to pull him back in because actually I'm getting ready to call Jonesboro police once I figure out where he's at.
Well, I think that's a very wise thing to do, Marlon, and you sound like a really good person going the extra mile to look out for your fellow veterans. Marlon, thank you for that call. By the way, Collierville, Tennessee, in the KWAM listening area, we're going to be talking to the police chief of Collierville, Tennessee, where they had that mass shooting at the Kroger. We understand from the police the injuries now 15 people shot, one sweet lady, 70-year-old widow. She was grocery shopping after coming home from Mass, and she was killed. We're going to be talking to the police chief. Those folks did an incredible job. Gunfire at 1:30, police on the scene by 1:34. That tells you that the police in Collierville, Tennessee, were ready for what happened. And so you're going to want to stick around for that interview coming up in the next hour. We've got to take a quick break here, folks. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Stearns.
Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go right to the phones. Cindy, Portland, Maine is on the line. Cindy, what's on your mind today?
Well, I just came in and turned my radio on, and I heard the story of the vet. And I just felt so bad. I had to call in. I can't believe they turned him away. Somebody needs to be held accountable for that. It takes a lot for somebody to reach out for help. A lot of people still feel a stigma about it. And right now, there's really been a crisis with so many vets that are committing suicide. And I know myself, I've heard of one last week and one the week before right here in Maine from people I know that shared they knew somebody that had taken their lives that was a veteran. And, of course, a lot of them that were in Afghanistan, that has triggered a lot with the way that was concerned, taken care of. And the other thing I thought of, she turned him away because he asked for help because he had, and you're right, it is a big red flag when somebody says, I was thinking of suicide a week or two, or 2 days ago or 2 weeks, it doesn't make any difference. They're being honest. That really needs, they need help. And I just wondered if he went in there and said, I want a shot from this virus. Would she have taken him in for that? Seeing how the government's pushing for all military has to have that shot, it's we're living in such a dysfunctional government and society right now. But my heart goes out to that veteran and his family.
It's a heartbreaking story, Cindy, and you raise a great point here. If that guy would have gone in and said, I've got to get a China virus vaccine shot, you do wonder at that point if he would have just been ushered in.
Amen.
Now, we don't know who this person was. I mean, we had a caller from Memphis, Tennessee, right, say, you know, some of them use private security forces, and that may be the case. As a matter of fact, if you go to the emergency room, typically there are security guards there who you have to talk to before you're even allowed into the ER. But to allow this man to leave and to treat him as if he is just a throwaway is appalling, and people need to pay a price for that. If you cannot have compassion for our fighting men and women, you don't need to be there working at the VA.
That's right, and we need to remember, you know, this has been a problem for a long time. We've had problem with the VA for years, but there's no need of that. And to have somebody on the phone that was, you know, wanting him to come in, and then the security wouldn't even speak to the person, there's something very wrong. I would like to quickly say that we have a Rod and Gun Club. It's in Buxton Hollis. Anybody listening in the Maine area or New Hampshire, Vermont, anybody nearby, this whole weekend they're doing a big thing all day, all different activities going on, and it's a fundraiser specifically for veterans and suicide prevention and helping them with those issues.
Well, I like that, Cindy, and you just got to announce that on national radio, so good for you and good luck, and I hope that a lot of people turn out. It sounds like the money is going to a great cause. Cindy, thank you so much for calling in, and thank you for listening to us. We love all of our listeners there, WLOB in Portland, Maine. Coming up, folks, we're going to be checking in with Liz Harrington on the latest with the Arizona audit. And we yes, I know the number. I've seen the stories about the numbers and Biden, but there's more to it. That's what they're telling us. And so we're going to take that at face value and see what the team, what Team Trump is up to. Also, Rudy Giuliani banned from Fox News Channel. Liz Harrington going to weigh in on that as well. Plus, the police chief from Collierville, Tennessee is going to join us. This heartbreaking story from the Kroger, 15 people shot, one shopper killed by a gunman who apparently was a disgruntled worker. All right, folks, stick around. We have hour two coming up. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. What an honor to have you with us today. 3 hours of conservative conversation from border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. And today we are very, very delighted to be broadcasting our show from Truett McConnell University in Cleveland, Georgia, the site of tonight's annual Faith and Freedom Celebration. Our keynote speaker is Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and she'll be here on campus in just a little while, having a lot of fun here, meeting the faculty, the students of this great Christian conservative university. Well, we've got a lot going on this hour of the program. Our telephone number, by the way, 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. The big story of the day, the Arizona audit. And what will that audit determine? What will we find out? I want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're honored to have with us Liz Harrington from Team Trump. Liz, always good to have you on the show.
Hey, Todd. Thanks for having me.
Now, Liz, I want to read the headline from Drudge Report. It's one of these big, all caps, in bold, red letters, Republicans, Biden won Arizona by more. Is that an accurate headline?
No. It's just sad to see what has happened to some of these, you know, formerly, you know, good sources for information. That's just a disinformation propaganda campaign. And a significant portion of them are fraudulent. Yeah, the total number of ballots is still the same, but the Arizona auditors, they don't have the power to say, because they're not the attorney general, to say, hey, these 23,000 mail-in ballots that were cast from addresses where that person no longer lives, meaning there's no way they could have cast that ballot themselves. They don't have the ability to take those off the rolls. So those 23,000 are still included in the count. And according to the crooked, rigged count, Joe Biden won Arizona by, what, 1,457 votes. So that doesn't confirm anything. That doesn't, that just, the total number might be relatively the same. I think they found it was off by about 300. The issue is, where did the ballots come from? Were they legitimate ballots? Should they have been counted in the first place? And the findings so far, I mean, they're going to put them all out there. We only have a leak of the draft report. Shows that there's 55,000, which is five times the supposed margin in this election. There's 55,000 ballots that are suspect. You can't certify that. And on top of that, Maricopa County's own canvas is off by 11,000 ballots. How can
now, Liz,
you certify
let me jump in here. Liz, let me jump in. When you say it's
off by more than the margin.
Yeah, Liz, let me ask you this though. When you say that's off by 11,000, what do you mean by that?
That means that they found 3,000 mail-in ballots that were not sent out. More, 3,400 more ballots than cast than were recorded, and over 9,000 mail-in ballots that were received and recorded, more than the number that they sent. So they're off. They're off by almost 12,000 votes there, and that's according to their own numbers. So how can they certify results that are off by that much?
All right, Liz Harrington on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line with the breaking news here. And again, the Arizona audit is coming out at 4 o'clock. That hearing begins at 4 o'clock Eastern. So, Liz, will that information be coming out at 4 o'clock? Is that the understanding you guys are getting?
Yes, that's correct. This information will be coming out. You know, it's really unfortunate that the media continues to lie about what happened here. And they take, you know, the number, which, again, you count the same rigged ballots multiple times. This is what we saw in Georgia. You're going to get the same rigged ballot count. It's not the count. It's where did the ballots come from. And that's the joke of this mail-in ballot fraudulent system where the county doesn't even know. The county's numbers don't add up. That's one of the big findings of this report as well. Not only were ballot images corrupted, not only was election data looks like intentionally deleted, but their own numbers do not match for these mail-in ballots. And that's what's so fraudulent about this system, which we knew. We saw in real time. President Trump was winning this election in a landslide, and state after state after state delayed the count, figured out how much they needed, and then started counting again until they overcame that deficit. Arizona, they did the opposite. They jumped the gun and called it so early, like what Fox News did, fraudulently, because they counted their ballots differently. The in-person votes were coming in after the mail-in ballot votes, and there were still days and days and days drawing it out to try to make all the numbers add up for Joe Biden. But here's the thing. All these months later, the numbers still do not add up for Joe Biden.
And Liz, I think I want to make sure for our audience, because, again, we've been telling people, do not believe these early reports coming out. There's something going on here. It could, let's just say, okay, the findings are that it wasn't 300 votes more that Biden got, but it's 1,000 more. It doesn't matter because those votes could very well be in those fraudulent ballots we're talking about.
Yeah, that's what they don't want to talk about. I mean, they're just talking about the pure number. I mean, that's the same thing that they've been saying from the very beginning, right? They've been saying 10,457 ballots. We're saying a lot of those are illegal ballots. And another thing that's even more troubling, which is what they're really worried about, is the canvas. When you go door to door, not only do you find mail-in ballots coming from people who never cast them, but they were cast in their name, you're finding people who voted in person and a vote was never counted for them. So that is the big issue here. The canvas done by Liz Harris, where they way more scientifically than your average poll, they knocked thousands of doors. And that was their biggest finding. About a third of the doors they knocked and the answers they got, they said, yes, I did vote. They were adamant about voting, and there was no vote recorded for them. This is a travesty. We cannot allow it. And again, these numbers are huge from this audit. You have 10,342 voters who had the same first, middle, last name, and birth year voting in multiple counties. Those are duplicate votes. You have the 23,000 that I mentioned of people who moved away, but a mail-in ballot was cast for them in their previous address. You also have the 11,592 who the official results are off according to their own canvas. It's off by 11,500 ballots. I mean, this is, you cannot certify, this is a third world country. This is a third world country, and these fake news reporters who are claiming, oh, you know, oh, it doesn't matter, you know, Biden just won by more. They're basically saying, oh, look at the turnout for Joseph Stalin. I mean, that's what they're saying. You're talking about 90% turnout rate in these precincts. It's a total fraud.
So we're looking at here, first of all, you guys believe you've got the evidence this that shows the election was stolen in Arizona. It is the mainstream media. They're focusing on the count and not the actual canvas. Now, the next step here is what will the state legislature do? We know that the Republicans have a slim majority in both the House and the Senate. What are you guys hearing? Are the Republicans at the state level going to do the right thing here and decertify?
They need to do the right thing. This election, this is the key point. This election should have never been certified in the first place with this amount of fraud. I mean, on its face, again, Maricopa is one county. And you're seeing over 2,000 ballots from people who moved outside of the state and yet still voted. 2,300 ballots of voters who no longer live in Maricopa County moved way before past the deadline. This, you cannot certify votes that are this fraudulent. So what they need to do is get the Attorney General to investigate this fraud, and they need to decertify this election. That's the bottom line here. This should have never been certified in the first place.
All right. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Liz Harrington. Liz, another big story we're following, which is sort of shocking, coming out of the reporting from Politico, that Fox News has banned Rudy Giuliani. What do you know about this?
You know, this is another thing. You read the Drudge Report headline. We've seen it since election night from Fox News. Fox is not who they claim they are. They're not. You know, they put up, they're just the same, playing the same fake role that we see in Washington, the theater of the right versus left, Republican versus Democrat. They don't actually believe in anything, and they're not actually pursuing the truth. I mean, what an insult to cancel America's mayor, Rudy Giuliani, and not have him on for the 20th anniversary of September 11th. I mean, that is disgusting. And but we've seen it. I mean, this is why so many people will never watch Fox News again, because they know they were being lied to and they were taken for fools, and they've had it and they just want the truth. I mean, that's why this audit came out today. That's why this issue's not going away, because the elites, the so-called elites, the establishment, the corporate media, we're done with them. We're tired of it. We want you to report the truth and stop lying to us. And this is just another example of their bias and their true colors coming out when they would do that to someone like Rudy Giuliani, who saved New York City. And, you know, in the state of the country right now, when you look at what happened in Afghanistan, and we're worse off than we were 20 years ago when it comes to the terrorist threat from overseas, and they insult the man who, you know, did so much for that city. We need to hear from him at this point in time when you look at what's happening in our country, but they don't care. And I think it's a real shame, but the people get it.
Yeah, they do. They do get it. And I think they are making those decisions and changing the channel, Liz. We've got to leave it there. Liz, appreciate the intel here. And we will wait and see what happens at 4 o'clock Eastern. That's when that audit hearing is supposed to commence. Liz, have a great weekend, and I'm sure we'll be in touch very soon.
Thanks so much, Todd.
All right, Liz Harrington from Team Trump. And just to help you understand, because there are a lot of mixed messages coming out here, but the reality is it is not about the count. It is about the canvas. So those Biden may have gained an additional 300 votes, but the argument coming from Team Trump is, and those people that are involved in the audit process, this is about fraudulent votes. And by their estimation, Liz Harrington, I was doing the calculations here, some 50,000 fraudulent or illegal ballots just in Maricopa County in Arizona. All right, look, we've got to take a break here. Does this change your opinion one way or the other? I mean, let's just say that the numbers turn out in Trump's favor here and that the vote is decertified. Does this change anything for you? 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
Getting the red carpet treatment here at Truett McConnell University. What a great group of folks here. Next time we got to bring you out for the big Faith and Freedom celebration.
Sounds good to me. I'm just sitting here in the control room. It sounds like you're having a way better time.
Well, let me say that. So yesterday I got to campus and they were like, hey, let's grab some lunch and we're going to go to the student dining hall. And I thought, well, I don't know about that, but... I mean, you know, I mean, the cafeteria food. So we get in there, and it's not like your average, you know, cafeteria. They had these various stations where if you want breakfast, you can get breakfast. If you want Italian food. And I decided I just wanted a simple burger. I'm just a burger kind of a guy. And they made, honest to goodness, one of the best burgers I've had.
Dang.
It was really impressive. And I didn't realize this, but Community Coffee... which is apparently the coffee of choice here at the campus. They also make iced tea. And so they had all you could drink, community coffee and iced tea, both sweet and unsweet.
Well, that just sounds like heaven for you, honestly.
And a dessert bar. I mean, like, I wanted to go back to college.
I want to go there. Dang.
It's really good.
Nothing against Memphis's dining hall, but that sounds a little bit better.
Yes, indeed. So they're keeping us well fed and watered around here and just having a great time. I was reading, though, very concerned because back in the general civilization, apparently Costco says they've got a shortage and they're going to have to start rationing toilet paper.
I know. I don't get it. Why are people buying up toilet paper again? They think it's going to protect them from stuff, or they're going to dress as a mummy for Halloween, one or the other.
As we tried to explain to people about this China virus, it's not that kind of a virus. You're not going to need the toilet paper.
No, unless you're going to Taco Bell, this is not for that.
Yeah, no. That's right. By the way, I did notice multiple stops along the way. From Memphis, because I drove, it's about a 5.5-6 hour drive.
Sure.
From Memphis to Truett McConnell. Made a lot of pit stops along the way, and I noticed that just about every single restaurant and every single service station had signs saying, hey, you know, we're having to close early.
Yep.
We need workers. We can't find workers. If you want a job, we're going to pay, you know, $200,000 a year to flip burgers at McDonald's. I mean, they're desperate.
It's bad everywhere, it feels like. You know, it's not just here in Memphis, Tennessee, where I am. It's like you said, on the road, you saw it everywhere.
No, it is, and it's a big problem. I was speaking to some of the folks here in Cleveland, Georgia, one of the county commissioners yesterday. I was giving a speech, and afterwards the guy came up and said, you know, he's a business owner himself, and people just do not want jobs. And I don't think this problem is going away. Unfortunately, the Democrats have created this weird society where people just don't want to get out. They don't want to get a job.
Yeah, and they're spending all their time buying toilet paper instead.
Well, they're not going to have any money to buy toilet paper.
True.
But if you're in San Francisco, you don't need cash. You can just walk into the Walgreens and walk out with whatever you want.
Exactly.
So there you go. At least they've got that going for them. So unbelievable what's happening. But Costco says they are limiting the number of rolls of toilet paper, paper towels, cleaning supplies, and bottled water due to high demand. And also now a trucker shortage. You can only figure out what that's all about. All right, folks, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number, todstarnes.com, the website. We'll be right back.
All companies from Battalion 31, go ahead and put your armor on. Engine 84, call.
And a wind check.
Dispatch 83 responding.
Check.
One minute.
Check 83.
All power companies from 101, stage well back from the area of Bahia and Popper will stage well back until further notice.
Dispatch and all units that are responding to Kroger, we have four gunshot wounds. Officer out with four gunshot victims at the rear of Kroger near the dumpster. I have a report of one up, one down near the deli with a gunshot wound to possible shoulder, and also another party down outside Kroger near ATC side, gunshot wound to the shoulder and to the back.
Dispatch, Battalion 31, how many all together do you have right now?
We don't have an exact count. We have multiple callers calling in at this time. As of right now, I've taken four per the officer. I took one call as one, so at least at this time, four.
All right, that is just a bit of the scanner traffic, courtesy of our flagship station, KWAM in Memphis, Tennessee. What happened yesterday afternoon when a gunman opened fire inside a Kroger in Collierville, Tennessee, which is a suburb of Memphis, a very quiet community. Not a lot of crime happens there. And it's, you know, how many times have we heard people say that you do not expect things like this to happen in your town, in your community? And that was certainly the case in Collierville. Here's what we can tell you, and it's just a horrible story. The latest numbers, 15 people shot, one woman died. She's 70 years old. And she is she was the mother of three sons who were all very established in life, two serving in the military, another in graduate school, and a beloved member of the community. She was a member of the local Catholic church there in the Collierville area and was coming home from Mass, went to go do some grocery shopping. And again, this is something we all do. I think all of us listening to this program, we can relate to the fact that you just don't think about something like that when you're going into the Kroger to get some peanut butter or some bread. I mean, you just don't think about that kind of thing. But God bless. There are so many people here that did the right thing yesterday, starting with the Kroger workers. They said there were about 40 Kroger staffers in that building. And as soon as they heard the gunfire, everyone knew what to do. And they took action, got the customers to safety as best they could. And if they had not have done that, had that not have happened, we could be talking about a far worse massacre there at the Kroger in Collierville, Tennessee. And I was listening to the morning show on KWAM from earlier today, and they had my good friend Jonathan Gilliam on. Now, Jonathan, ex-Navy SEAL, FBI guy, and he wrote a book on how you can protect yourself in the event something like this happens. The book is called Sheep No More. And the whole point of this is that we should always be on guard. You know, we live in a society where we're conditioned to think that nothing bad can happen to us, when in fact that's simply not the case. I mean, bad things can happen to people, and you need to be prepared. It's not just about going to the supermarket. It's about being aware of your surroundings, knowing what you would do in the event something bad happened inside that store as you are going grocery shopping. And you need to have that kind of a mindset, but not just you, but your family does as well. Everybody needs to be prepared when bad things happen. So the latest information we're getting from whatever happened at the Kroger, the gunman is a third-party vendor at the grocery store, a guy by the name of UK Thang, T-H-A-N-G, 29 years old. And that's about it. The police chief, a guy by the name of Dale Lane, said that he was not going to share the guy's name on camera because he didn't want to give this guy the notoriety. The guy's dead. He took his own life. Coward. But he's gone. Now, the other people that deserve massive credit, the police department in Collierville, Tennessee, they were on the scene. That call came in at 1:30 in the afternoon. By 1:34, the police were there. Chief Lane, my understanding, is one of the first people, boots on the ground. And these people, men and women who literally run into the danger zone, they save lives. You had paramedics, firefighters that were rushing in, and they were trying to do what they could do to save lives and get those people to the hospitals. And our understanding is that it was all hands on deck. You had Memphis Police Department, Germantown, Tennessee. You had all these communities. They put the call out, and everybody came to the rescue. This is what is great about America. This is what's great about our first responders, is that they sacrifice. And far too often we forget about the fact that we truly are united as a people. And you hate for an event like this to happen, but it is a reminder in the aftermath of these events that we do have so much in common. And that was on display in Collierville, Tennessee, yesterday. And I know we have a lot of listeners in that area of Tennessee. And it had to have been an incredibly traumatic, and still is. We understand many of those that were shot are still in critical condition, and you have to give a shout out to the great doctors and nurses at places like Regional One Hospital, also the Baptist Hospital System and Methodist Hospital. They were all working together. And Grace Baker, I know that you were on the air doing breaking news coverage when all of this happened, but you just don't think about something like this happening at your local grocery store.
Not at all, Todd, and especially out in Collierville, which is considered one of the safest areas in the Mid-South. I mean, you know, you're just going to get your groceries, your bread, and your milk, and you just don't even think about this being a possibility.
No, you don't. And so that's why it is so, so important for all of us. It doesn't matter if you're in Collierville, Tennessee, or if you're in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, or Salem, Oregon. You need to be prepared, and you just need to have a game plan. I mean, you don't have to be consumed with it. I mean, you know, this is just a common sense things. You know, for example, you know, we have a lot of carjackings in Memphis, and they usually happen at gas stations. So, you know, when I go to get gas, so the first thing I do, get out of my car, I lock that car, and I'm not just leaning up against the car. I'm just observing my surroundings as I'm pumping the gas.
Exactly. I do
just
that, too.
It's a simple thing. Yep. A simple thing. So, got a message from Uncle Jerry, one of the great listeners of this program, and my Uncle Jerry. Grace, he said to Anita, do you need a spare gun?
He's, you know, oh, man, always, he's got you covered.
Always wanting to help. Always helpful, Uncle Jerry. So, but again, you never know. And we are certainly praying for all of the people that were involved. This is going to be a long, long, long time to get over this. So we need to be praying for those good folks out there in Tennessee. All right, 844-747-8868. We were hoping to have the police chief from Collierville on, but understandably he's got a lot going on, and we certainly want to honor him and say thank you to Chief Dale and all of the officers out there. We support men and women in blue all over America. And that is something that we take very seriously here on this radio program. You know, now is a great time to also tell you about our good friend, another good friend of this program, Mike Lindell. This man comes under such fierce attack by the mainstream media, by Democrats, and even by the big box stores who have decided to cancel his products only because of his politics. The products are great. They just don't like his politics. And that's one of the reasons we so respect the great work that Mike is doing at MyPillow. And Mike has some great deals for our listeners of the Todd Stearns Radio Show. I've got to tell you, the Giza Dream bed sheets, if you haven't gotten them, you really ought to. The world's best cotton called Giza. These sheets are ultra soft and incredibly breathable. You are going to sleep so much better with Mike Lindell's Giza Dream bed sheets. They come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, Folks, it is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you get 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets. That's going to cost you $49.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNS. You're going to get a great offer not only on the sheets, but also on all his other MyPillow products, including the pillows, the mattress topper, and the towel sets. MyPillow.com, and use the promo code STARNS. We'll be right back, America.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Good to have you with us today. Broadcasting from Truett McConnell University. And folks, the view is picture postcard from here in North Georgia, where I see mountains right outside the window of our broadcast location, beautiful trees, and the leaves are already starting to turn. And I'm telling you, in about another couple of weeks, I suspect all of you people in a leaf-changing country, it's going to be wall-to-wall cars as folks come up. And, of course, Oktoberfest is another big activity in nearby Helen, Georgia. And if you haven't been to Helen, Georgia, it is a beautiful place right along the river. And you just can't ask for a more picturesque a part of the country. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. A story out of Oklahoma, and it's a horrible story, but it does have a very happy ending. A minister, a Church of Christ minister, is accused of touching a child inappropriately at a bus stop. Well, the guy has now been arrested. His name is Michael Coghill, age 33. And he works for a Church of Christ in Mustang, Oklahoma. The victim, 9 years old. Well, it turns out that there was a father of the child, found out about this and confronted the pastor and tackled the guy and beat the living daylights out of him, as well he should. And the minister left with a cracked eye socket and a skull fracture, and he's now in jail. And he will probably be facing a very, very, very long time in prison. And I say, good for you, whoever this good Samaritan is, good for him coming to the rescue, coming to the aid of this poor, innocent child. That, ladies and gentlemen, is what they call toxic masculinity. But it's time for men in America to start behaving as men. And when you see someone in distress, whether that be a woman or a child, you go in there, as things used to happen, and you take care of business. So I salute you, sir, whoever this individual is, this good Samaritan. Good for you, sir. Unbelievable. We've got that story up on our website, ToddStarnes.com. By the way, just a reminder about the border situation. We were talking about this in the first hour of the show. We've got an update to share with you. It turns out the photographer who took that photograph of the Border Patrol agents on horseback. And President Biden earlier today, and I think we've got this audio, we played it earlier, President Biden weighed in on the Border Patrol agents on horseback. I want you to take a listen to what the president said earlier today.
Given what we saw at the border this week, have you failed in that promise? And this is happening under your watch. Do you take responsibility for the chaos that's unfolding?
Of course I take responsibility. I'm president, but it was horrible what to see, as you saw. To see people treated like they did, horses barely running them over, people being strapped, it's outrageous. I promise you, those people will pay. They will be, an investigation underway now, and there will be consequences. There will be consequences. It's an embarrassment, but it's beyond an embarrassment. It's dangerous. It's wrong. It sends the wrong message around the world. It sends the wrong message at home. It's simply not who we are.
So now the allegation. So the allegation is that border agents on horseback whipping the illegal alien invaders. That is completely false. And we already know this from the union that represents Border Patrol agents. Those were not whips, they were reins. But even then, the photographer who took the photograph, talking to television station KTSM, his name is Paul Ratchie. And Paul Ratchie says, hey, wait a second, nobody was whipping anybody. So the photographer who took the photograph, he was there, along with other members of the media, and they are all saying the agents never whipped anyone. They were swinging something, and it could be misconstrued, but they were not whipping anyone, and they were not threatening to whip anyone. And that ought to be case closed. But it's not, because the mainstream media, they buy into these lies that the Biden administration is spewing. And the Biden administration is taking full advantage of this because they want to change the narrative. So the narrative now is not the fact that we've got tens of thousands of illegals invading our country and causing great crime on American soil. Now the narrative is the big bad Border Patrol agents, the police officers, are going out there and whipping and beating sweet little innocent people who are fleeing war-torn countries. It's all a big lie, and you cannot buy into it. And that's one of the reasons why we do this radio program, to expose the lies and share the truth. The truth will set you free. And when you shine the light of truth, these Democrats, they scatter like cockroaches. So now we know these poor Border Patrol agents are under investigation by Biden's Department of Homeland Security. They've all been banned from horses, so they're not able to use horses anymore. And the only reason they were using horses is because of the terrain. You can't get the four-wheelers up through there, but you can get a horse. Now, one of the sources is telling Town Hall that the agents use those reins for a lot of reasons, mostly to steer the horse, but also to spin the reins to deter people from getting too close to the horse. And why is it they don't want people getting too close to the horse? Because the horse can hurt you, the horse can break your bones, or do even more damage. So the agents are trying to protect the illegal aliens. But the mainstream media, they're either stupid or they're intentionally trying to deceive you. Either way, it's bad. But again, the agents also maintain control of the reins so they don't lose control of the horse. So they're looking out for not only the illegals, they're looking out for the horses, and they're looking out for themselves. And Joe Biden is out there, and he knows that you folks have too much on your plate. You're going to read the headline. You're not going to read the stories. But not our audience. Our audience, you guys read. You are informed. And as we have said, do not believe anything coming out of the mainstream media, which is why I do not believe the reports coming out of Arizona. There is more to this story, folks. We're going to get into this after the news break here. But there is more to this Arizona audit. So do not believe the original reporting coming out. Let's wait and let's see what the big story is. 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free number. 844-747-8868. Our website, ToddStearns.com. Gotta run, folks. We'll be right back.
Coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's common sense conservative commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are so glad that you chose to hang out with us today. 3 hours of common sense conservative conversation. and a lot of great information coming your way today as we broadcast live from Truett McConnell University in Cleveland, Georgia, home to WRWH, our great affiliate here in the Cleveland area. And also, I want to say hello to our friends down the road a bit from Gainesville, Georgia, WDUN. We're expecting about 1,200 people to turn out for the Faith and Freedom Celebration this evening. Our very special guest is Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and I'll be doing a Q&A interview with Sarah during tonight's rally as we raise funds for this great Christian conservative university, Truett McConnell University. All right, we've got a lot going on this hour of the program, including a crazy story from our friends over at First Liberty Institute, one of the nation's premier religious liberty law firms. The story involves chaplains and religious liberty and the China virus within the ranks of the military, and specifically these religious exemptions. So I want to bring in Mike Barry from First Liberty Institute. He's on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Mike, first of all, welcome to the show, and I want you to tell our listeners what's going on here.
Well, hey, Todd, it's great to be with you again, as usual. It's hard to even know where to begin because you can't make this nonsense up, but we obtained, at First Liberty Institute, we obtained a document that was produced and created by JAGS, so it's the military attorneys with the U.S. Coast Guard. And the document was a memo that they were providing for chaplains to use when chaplains are interviewing service members who have a religious objection to the vaccine, because the military is requiring anybody who has a religious objection and is seeking a religious exemption to be interviewed by a chaplain so that the chaplain can determine, you know, does this person have a sincere religious objection, et cetera. Well, this document that we obtained is really, in my mind, nothing short of the Spanish Inquisition, you know, a modern-day version, because it starts to go into all sorts of highly inappropriate, offensive, and even unlawful questions. And I'll give you a couple of quick examples, Todd. It asks the service member to identify what organized religious group that they're a part of, and once the service member says, you know, I'm a Catholic or I'm a Protestant, you know, mainline Protestant Christian or an evangelical Christian, then the chaplain is given a list of statements from, you know, so-called leaders from those different denominations or faith groups, and is asked to have the service member reconcile their objection with statements from these leaders that says that the vaccine is fine. Another example is if the service member says that they object to the vaccine because it uses aborted fetal stem lines, the chaplain is to read off a list of other medical products that are available and ask whether the service member also objects to using those or whether they will object to or refuse to use them in the future. And another one, I mean, and each bullet point gets worse than the last. Another one is if the service member says that their religious objection is based on a verse in Scripture from 1 Corinthians 6, which is the one, of course, which is, the body is the temple and not putting anything unclean or unholy in the body. The chaplain is then to ask the service member whether they have any tattoos. And how do they reconcile their tattoos with that verse? And it just goes on. I mean, each one just gets worse than the last, Todd. I mean, I just gave you the tip of the iceberg.
What I found even more shocking, this line about seeking an exemption based on the use of stem cells or fetal cells. And so if they say that's the reason, then you have to ask them, do you take Tylenol, Pepto-Bismol, aspirin? Because all of those were developed using fetal cells. This is according to the document that we're looking at here.
Yeah, I mean, it's not only is it ridiculous, again, it's highly inappropriate and it's unlawful. Nobody in the government has the authority to question the legitimacy or the reasonableness of somebody's religious beliefs who's serving in the military. The only thing that the service member ever has to prove is sincerity. Once they've established that they have a sincerely held religious belief and that what the government is trying to do substantially burdens that religious belief, then the then the government is now the one that has to carry its own water and show what we call in the law, it's called strict scrutiny, which is a very high legal standard that's difficult to prove. So here you have the government essentially trying to, another one of these bullet points, Todd, is I think it was the very first one where they said, let the service member describe what their objection is, and if they bring up anything that has to do with politics or medical concerns, make sure that you note that down and see if it sounds like the service member is actually using a religious objection as a, quote, ruse to hide what might otherwise just be a political objection. So they're actually telling, you know, chaplains to try to catch people in some kind of trap and to say, ha-ha, we got you. You don't actually have a religious objection. You actually, you know, I mean, I'm waiting for the military to start asking people who have a religious objection, were you in the Capitol on January 6th? You know, I mean, that's where this is going to lead.
On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Mike Perry from First Liberty Institute. So the document that we've got a hold of, this was given to chaplains within the Coast Guard, and apparently this was developed by JAG officers and given to chaplains for guidance on how to deal with the religious exemptions. Mike, I know this. We're talking just about the Coast Guard here, but broadly speaking here, and I know you're a military veteran yourself, are you hearing reports, concerns from other branches of the military about these religious exemptions?
Yes. This is the part that's where it gets difficult, because at First Liberty Institute, we've been flooded with calls from, call them desperate service members. I mean, these service members are desperate. Their careers are on the line, and they've faced incredible hostility, harassment, intimidation from their commanders and from the military because they have a religious objection. A lot of them have already faced varying forms of punishment or adverse action taken against them. Now, I do want to be fair, Todd, and say that I have yet to see the other branches of the military roll out a document that's as bad as this one from the Coast Guard. That's probably the worst I've seen, is that Coast Guard document we're talking about. But nevertheless, service members across all branches of the military, officers, enlisted, it really doesn't matter who they are. The military is telling them, you have to do this or else we're going to come after you. And like I said, they've been reaching out to us by the hundreds, and they're desperate for, you know, some form of legal protection. And I hate to say it, but, you know, First Liberty Institute, we're a pro bono law firm, you know, and so we represent people free of charge. There's just no way we can single-handedly represent every single service member who comes to us for help. So we're doing the best we can.
And so, Mike, how can our listening audience help out here? Because we're not hearing these kinds of stories in the mainstream media, but this is, I suspected this was the case, but now you're verifying our suspicions.
Yeah, the way that, I mean, first of all, if you believe in the power of prayer, then pray. You know, pray for our service members who are going through this, because, again, these are brave men and women. These are patriots. One in particular that stands out in my memory was he's a special forces operator, and he just told me, and I could hear the desperation in his voice, and he said, Mike, I've deployed so many times. I've missed more birthdays and funerals and weddings than I can remember. I've got bad knees. I've got a broken back. I've been blown up and shot at. I'm willing to go through all of that for my country, but now my country is telling me that none of my service is worth anything because I won't take the, you know, quote-unquote, get the jab. He's like, so my nation is willing to turn its back on me and throw all that away, everything that I've done for our nation in defense of it, in defense of our freedoms, because I won't get this shot. And it was heartbreaking to hear this, Todd. But so if you believe in prayer, then pray. But also, we have some great members of Congress who've introduced a bill. It's actually a bipartisan bill. It didn't get a single no vote from a Democrat. And this bill right now is in Congress, and it would protect service members from receiving a dishonorable discharge if they are separated because they refuse to get the vaccine. It basically says they cannot receive a dishonorable discharge if they are separated for failure or refusal to get the vaccine. And so I would encourage listeners, call your member of your congressman, your senator, and tell them, vote for that bill. We want to ensure that our military is protected. Those who protect our freedoms should should not lose their own freedoms.
Well said, Mike. And again, folks, if you want more information, firstliberty.org, they need all the help they can get, and they need prayer support, as you just heard Mike Berry say, and also financial support, because all of the cases they handle are done pro bono. And this is very important, and we've got to stand alongside our military personnel. Mike, we're going to have to leave it there. We appreciate the update. Unbelievable story.
Thanks for having me, Todd.
All right, that's Michael Berry, First Liberty Institute. And, folks, if you missed the first part of that story, the information we're getting that chaplains in the Coast Guard have been told by JAG officers to do their very best to bully, harass, and harangue Coast Guardsmen into getting the China virus. And Mike Berry just said this is happening all over the military, but specifically the Coast Guard. And I'm wondering if you are hearing similar reports. We have many of you who have loved ones in the armed forces, and we would certainly like to hear from you. Before we go to break, let's go to Ohio. John is on the line. All right, John, you want to weigh in on this? What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey there. How you doing, Todd? That was a great phone call. We talked about this a long time ago. There's a manual in the Army that sets down the rules and regulations for the chaplains corps. And from what I'm listening to, it sounds like the U.S. Army itself is violating its own regulations that give protection for the chaplains, for the chaplain's assistant, and for the enlisted men that come to them for assistance. Chaplains, if your chaplain is worth his weight in salt, and lives by the scripture, it is the chaplain's duty. It's his duty, along with that assistant, to protect that service member. And the name of that manual in the U.S. Army, it's the 165-1. And basically, it's that what you're describing to me, when you talked about that special forces special operator, the Army's violating its own regulations. Just go back to that one. Go to that regulation, Todd. It's
but they don't care, John. They don't care. Look, the Biden Pentagon, they don't care. This is just what Barack Obama did when he turned the military, turned the Pentagon into a social justice fighting force. They don't care about the rules and regulations. And that's why they're able to go in and do stuff like this. And it's outrageous. And again, numbers are so overwhelming. You heard it from First Liberty Institute. The numbers, John, are so overwhelming that even they do not have the resources to represent all of these soldiers, all of these Coast Guardsmen, all of these officers in the military.
Well, the thing about it is, Todd, I'm going to share this with you. I saw a Fulbright chaplain, command chaplain, go toe-to-toe with a one-star general, and that colonel was beating, not physically, but getting him with his own regulations that he was violating, and he was forced into retirement. But Todd, chaplains can stand up for this, and
yes, they can
actually make the Pentagon, if they're brave enough, like my chaplain was, to make the Pentagon back down. Great show, Todd. God bless you all.
All right, thanks a lot, John. Look, folks, I'm telling you, and a brave pastor leaked that information to us. So God bless you, whoever that chaplain is. And we need more chaplains like that to hold the line in the military. Folks, got to take a break. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us today, broadcasting from Truett McConnell University, getting ready for tonight's huge Faith and Freedom celebration. You know, the reason we do this, it's pretty simple. I believe that we have to put our money where our mouth is. And if we say, you know, we've got to support organizations that are raising up the next generation of patriots in America, then we need to support those organizations. And that's why we are so glad to partner with Truett McConnell for this great event tonight. And looking forward to meeting a lot of our listeners here in this part of the country. So again, if you and I think there are still some tickets available, so if you'd like to, some information, just contact the university. So look, speaking of universities, Arizona State University. We've been telling you about critical race theory for a very long time now, but now I want to illustrate to you what that looks like. You are going to hear audio of two young men, white young men. They're sitting in a study area, a very large study area, and they're just minding their business. One of them has a Chick-fil-A beverage. The other has a little sign on his, a sticker on his computer saying that police lives matter. And then they were confronted by some students of color. Take a listen to what happened.
What did I do wrong?
You have a bad...
You're offensive. Police lives matter?
You have the same sticker.
We're just trying to do school.
What?
You guys have the same sticker of the other.
But this is our space.
We've got a Police Lives Matter sticker and we're getting kicked out. Can't do school. You just said we have to leave.
No, I said...
You're making the space uncomfortable.
You're making me feel uncomfortable.
But you're white. Do you understand what a multicultural space? It means you're not being centered.
White's not a culture?
No. No, it's not a culture. It's white is not a culture. Say it again to the camera. You think whiteness is a culture?
This is insane.
So anyways, this is the violence that ASU does, and this is the type of people that they protect. Okay? This white man thinks he can take up our space. And this is why we need a multicultural space, because they think they can get away with this.
I'm going to sit here the whole time and you can find somebody to kick
that,
me out.
That's cool. We will.
We're not kicking you out. We're asking you to leave if you have any consideration for people of color and are marginalized.
So clearly
don't.
Room
that I can go?
Yeah, the whole rest of the campus, the second floor, the first floor, the whole MU, every single part of the campus centers you. This is the only space that you're not centered, and you're still trying to center yourself, which is peak white cis male bullshit. You are racist. Your sticker is racist because police, that's a job. You can choose to be a police. I don't choose to be black.
And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. That is what critical race theory looks like. These young people ganging up on a couple of white guys, and the guy, one of the students said, "Hey, are you kidding me? I work 60 hours. My parents, they have to work extra jobs. I've got to work extra jobs just to pay my college bill. You think I've got privilege? I mean, come on." But this is what critical race theory looks like. Again, these young people have been raised to believe they have been oppressed and that the white man is the oppressor. All these guys did, they were trying to find a place to go study, and they were in the wrong place. Now, could you imagine the outrage in the mainstream media if, in fact, you had a couple of black students who were approached by white kids and the entire conversation had been reversed? There would be you-know-what happening at Arizona State University right now, but the university has yet to respond to this open display of racism against white people. All right, got to take a break here, folks. This is the Todd Starr Show.
At every time.
Todd Starr's radio show. We're broadcasting live today from Truett McConnell University. A little Newsboys action today. Big event, and we'll tell you why we're playing Newsboys in just a moment. For you folks listening to us in Rapid City, South Dakota, Will Graham is going to be conducting the big Black Hills celebration tonight. That is 7 o'clock your local time. And also, Franklin Graham is going to be live in Oklahoma City. The big Route 66 God Loves You tour. We've been covering this tour all week here on the program. We've had some great guests, including Franklin Graham himself. And on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line is one of the stars of the Newsboys, Michael Tate. Michael, good to have you on the show today.
Hey, this is my friend Todd.
You know, the last time we were hanging out together was on a K-Love cruise somewhere south of the border. It was a lot of fun.
wonder when that was. That was before the pandemic.
Oh yeah, that was back before. Yeah, I guess, you know, like we had BC and AD. They're going to come up with something for, you know, before the pandemic. So. Michael, very excited about the Route 66 God Loves You tour. We're hearing some incredible things happening. What's it been like to be a part of this incredible ministry?
Well, I've been with the Grahams for years. Toby, Kevin, and myself in DC Talk, and Michael W. Smith back in the day. We did many crusades with Billy, and now to be out with Franklin, he's my big vanilla brother in many ways. I know his son Will very well, so it's been stinking fantastic. Every place is packed out, and it's just a great combination. Come out, bring your family, your friends, leave your pets at home, and bring an unsaved friend, and hear the message of the gospel, plain and simple, in these last and evil days we're living in.
Yeah, look, sorry, you had me on Big Vanilla Brother, Michael. I was still kind of very clever, very clever. But, you know, it is interesting that you know, in the chaos of our age, this is a great opportunity yes. to share the gospel message. And I have to imagine that are you guys seeing those kinds of folks coming to the rallies?
No question about it. My fear was, as it always is a lot of times, we do these Christian events and a lot of Christians come out, which is fine because we need Christians to be encouraged and to be fortified in their stand. That's great. But it's also a great time for Christians, especially Christians who are shy, who don't usually bring or tell their friends, you know, or pull the Bible out and say, here's how you get saved. It's a great chance to bring them in front of music that points them to God and a message that is all about God. And the plan he has for the creation he created. So, hello, bring your friends out. Let's do this thing. Let's get the gospel out.
I think it's fantastic. And tonight, again, Oklahoma City, 7 o'clock local time, that's central time, Oklahoma City, the Route 66 God Loves You tour with Franklin Graham. Newsboys are going to be there ministering with some incredible music. And, Michael, you guys will eventually end up in San Bernardino in California. So a lot of road still ahead for you guys.
Oh, my goodness. This thing's been, you know, I'm not new to the road. We love the road. It's what we do. But these are specific markets that Franklin and the Billy Graham Association picked out for ministry. So, people, you know, it's normal people, man. It's normal people, Todd. They come out, bring their friends, hear the gospel, see a rocking show by the Newsboys, because all glory to God. You know we're going to deliver. That's what we do. But Franklin brings the message. We bring the music. It's a 1-2 punch, baby.
You see, Michael, you and I are about the same age, and I got to give you credit. I mean, you got the moves. I did that. I'd bust a hip.
I got the moves like Jagger.
Wow. Okay. I love it.
I won't claim that, but I've been told that I'm the black version, so I'll leave it there.
look, I'm Baptist, so I've got no rhythm anyway. So, you know, it is what it is. I just blame my religion.
There you go.
Hey, all right.
You'll dance in heaven one day. Don't you worry, buddy.
There, amen. Well, Michael, we're going to have to leave it there. Look, have a lot of fun tonight. And I know a lot of people around America are praying for you guys. Franklin going to be delivering the message. And let's pray for lives changed. That's how we're going to change the direction that America is heading, is by changing hearts. And we appreciate the great work y'all are doing.
You couldn't say it better, my brother. Love you, T.
Take care, brother. All right, Michael Tate, ladies and gentlemen, from the Newsboys. Tonight, Oklahoma City, the Route 66 God Loves You tour. You're going to want to go check that out. Grace Baker, I wonder if I could be Michael Tate's big vanilla brother. What he just, I mean. You
know, oh, Todd.
I mean, that was pretty awesome. He called
me T. Take the compliment and move on.
No, he. All right, I'm just saying.
Like you said yourself, you do not have any rhythm, and I don't think you or I need to be singing, as we've proven multiple times on
I've
the show.
I've got no rhythm. He did sing though. The moves like Jagger. I mean, that's, you know, you don't think. Yeah. Anyway, I'm just saying. All right, do we have Riley? You know what? I've got to play this audio. Marjorie Taylor Greene almost came to blows with Debbie Dingell on the steps of the Capitol. We've got the video on our website, toddstearns.com. Can we play the audio of what went down? All right, so we don't have that audio, so we're going to get that audio. And before we do that, though, we're going to let you guys do that. Again, it's a little discombobulated here, folks. We're, again, broadcasting from Truett McConnell University, so half the team is here, the other half there. Grace, do we have Riley on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line?
We do.
Okay, so let's just bounce to this other story real quick. Riley Neeson is one of our regulars on the show. Riley, a young conservative. They are heading up a big protest at this hour at Montana State University over the China virus. So we've got Riley on the Newsmaker line. Riley, what's going on?
So, sir, we have a couple dozen protesters right now bunched up. We're protesting the mask mandate and the potential vaccine mandate. We're getting quite a bit of lashback right now from both the university and students. And I have to say that I'm pretty shocked by the police presence here on campus circling our protest. And we obviously are nothing but peaceful, but it's pretty shocking, I would say.
So Riley, you guys are out there. They're wanting to implement these mandatory mask and vaccine policies, and we understand that conservatives and other students on campus are fighting back. And you're telling me they
Correct.
Called the cops out on you guys?
There's a pretty heavy police presence here on campus right now.
Unbelievable. What has been the response from your from students there? Are they joining the cause? We can hear a lot of noise in the background.
Yeah. So we started a petition, and it's actually the largest petition in the history of Montana State University to end the mask mandate. It has, I think, 1,100 signatures right now out of 16,000 students that go to Montana State. And the president of the university refuses to meet with any of us. And she instead has sent the dean of students and the vice president in her place.
Unbelievable. It's cowardice. That's what that
is.
That is cowardice. All right, Riley, we appreciate the update. Now, here's the deal. I mean, you know, you don't sound like a rabble-rouser. So, you know, if you get thrown into the slammer, give us a call, and we'll try to raise some bail money for you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Stern.
All right, you got it. Poor Riley. Riley Neeson, ladies and gentlemen, our correspondent up in that part of the country. Grace, do we have petty cash?
I'll have to go find some upstairs. I'm sure we do.
It sounds like, you know how those conservative kids are.
You got to watch them.
Jeez, Lou. All right. So Riley Neeson there, Montana State University. Isn't this exciting? You're getting young people engaged, fighting back, and doing so as happy warriors, which is what we are called to do as people of faith. Grace, you wonder how much more can we fit into this hour of the program. Dr. Amir Kanner, the president of Truett McConnell University, just walked in, and you would expect someone of this stature to have, like, people and a red carpet and horns announcing his entry. But he just comes in, and so we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Dr. Amir Kanner about the big event tonight, and we're also going to play the Come to Jesus meeting Marjorie Taylor Greene had with the Dingell gal. All right, this is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, nothing like a cat fight on Capitol Hill. Here we go. This is Marjorie Taylor Greene going at it on the steps of the Capitol building with Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, the Dem from Michigan. Take a listen.
Horrendous. You should all be ashamed. Killing a baby up until birth is a lack of civility. It's called murder. Hey, how about the border down there? Lack of civility. How about lack of laws or protecting and upholding our constitution?
You should practice the basic thing you're taught in church. Respect your
neighbor. Taught in church? Are you kidding me? Try being a Christian and supporting life.
Try being a Christian and try
support life.
Wait, watch your step, lady. You're going to fall down. Control yourself.
Wow, that's awesome. Dr. Amir Kaner here, president of Truett McConnell University, a little hot and heated up on Capitol Hill today.
You know, if you support abortion all the way up to birth, don't pretend you're a Christian. There's nothing in Scripture that allows you to hold such a heinous position.
You know, also on the border, Dr. Kaner, I know a lot of the woke critical race theory evangelicals out there, and a shocking number of them, they believe that we should have open borders and embrace everyone, and they say that is the Christian and biblical thing to do. Again, as we said a few days ago, you are the resident theologian on this radio show. What say you about that?
You know, they're the highest forms of hypocrites, because they say love your neighbor means accepting illegal immigrants. But how is it loving your neighbor when you're welcoming sex traffickers across the border and criminals across the border? And why is it not in your neighborhoods that they're dropped off? And why do you live in gated communities? Let's do it by the law, which is what Scripture says in Romans 13 and 1 Peter 2. And don't forget, America, including my family, has been the most welcoming country in the entire world of immigrants, with more than 60 million. But not to come when you want, but when you're invited.
You know, Dr. Kaner, we talk a lot on this radio program about the culture and how important it is to get a hold of the nation's public education system. And yesterday, you were kind enough to invite me to share a few words with the Board of Visitors. And we talked about how important institutions like Truett McConnell University are to what's happening in the nation right now.
Yeah, here we are in a cancel culture society. It's different. If you went to college 20, 30 years ago, you may have been ostracized, but your opinion was still validated through evidence, at least welcome to hear the other side. Now, the other side, the liberals have become socialists. The socialists have canceled culture, and cancel culture means you don't have a right to an alternate opinion, or you'll be called some type of phobic, bigoted, or racist, even if there's factual evidence to back up your view biologically, psychologically, or theologically.
So how does that play here at Truett McConnell University? I mean, you guys do discuss the big issues of the day. How do you do that?
We do it in a debate format sometimes. We do it in a lecture format, but students are welcome whomever they are. At the same time, Truett is a biblically centered liberal arts institution that trains up students to love the lost while loving God's word as a sufficiency of Scripture. So here they get to hear both sides of the aisle. So if they're in biology, they're going to hear evolution and creation. They're going to hear why the professor believes in creation. But of course, you can discuss it. How in the world is a student supposed to grow up and think originally and critically themselves if they're not given the ability to do so within a controlled environment that's known as the college system?
And that used to be the way it was. I mean, that was the norm. But now, schools like Truett McConnell and Liberty University, few and far between. Is it safe to say the culture at large is hurting because of that?
Well, we are seeing what you saw in Seattle or Portland was the exact reason for it, were the colleges. They have birthed an entire generation that doesn't know how to handle themselves. They only protest. They don't know what they're protesting, and it's a groupthink, not an original think. This isn't because of a lack of education that you're seeing all of these protests. It's because of secular education this is happening.
So tonight, here on this campus, we're expecting hundreds and hundreds of people to come out for what we're calling the Faith and Freedom Celebration. What is that about, and what is the purpose of this event?
So the purpose for Truett McConnell University is, while other colleges are teaching you incorrectly, mind you, factually incorrectly, to be ashamed of this country, this is going to be a place in the mountains of North Georgia. We are thankful. We are grateful. This is the greatest nation on earth that's given more freedom to more people than any other country in human history. And we're not going to allow a biased and skewed history. And instead, we're going to do our best with the students that God has given us to raise up a generation that is biblically sound and patriotic to the freest country on earth.
Because there is an argument being waged right now in some churches that is inappropriate for the church to be involved and to be patriotic.
It's a leftist move, a social leftist move that's going on within neo-evangelicalism that's teaching students more than anybody that if you put a flag in your church, it's idolatrous. which is an absurd intellectual notion that because you're proud of something, it becomes idolatry. Aren't you proud of your family? Why can't you be proud of your country? This is simply an excuse. It's a masquerade because they're embarrassed because they themselves have been indoctrinated into leftist theology.
I mean, it's almost like, for example, you could say that about the carpet that, you know, that's in the church house or the air conditioning unit for that level.
If we don't raise up this generation, imagine what this country is going to look like. Imagine what our churches are going to look like. And you can say goodbye to the biblical ethic of capitalism, the biblical ethic of religious liberty, the biblical ethic that has surrounded our nation for more than two centuries as we have defended freedom and fought for freedom all around this world.
So tonight, Sarah Huckabee Sanders is going to be speaking, and it's going to be a fun night.
Oh, it's Sarah Huckabee Sanders is going to give the keynote. Of course, you are our MC, so we're going to have the jazz band playing. We're going to have the presentation of the colors, the Pledge of Allegiance, the national anthem, God Bless America, and everything else so that we get an energy of patriotism that is backed up with Scripture.
So I want to bring Grace Baker, and she's back at our Memphis studios. We were talking about, I wasn't too sure about the cafeteria. You said, come up for lunch, and I'm like, but then I got a burger, best burger I'd ever had, and Grace and I are wanting to become students here. We want to go back to school.
We're ready for you. We'll enroll you immediately in whatever degree you want. And, as you know, we're moving into a communication school.
So. There you go. So is this like a all you care to eat? I didn't see the buffet up there.
The
so.
Only thing that stops the students from gaining weight are the hills and dales of this place. When you walk to the cafeteria, you lose about 1,500 calories. And then
perfect.
You gain it. So
Grace, I had to use four-wheel drive in the caddy to get up the hill to the dining hall.
Wow.
Honest to goodness. Crazy. All right. Well, Dr. Kaner, again, thank you for – you've been so hospitable. Great staff here at the University. The students incredibly friendly, and we appreciate you giving us a space to broadcast the show today.
We're honored you're on campus. We're honored you're our MC tonight. I just can't wait. And in a world that's gone crazy, the sanity and the joy that's going to happen tonight for hundreds of people on this campus, thank you.
All right, Dr. Amir Kaner, ladies and gentlemen, president of Truett-McConnell University. That's going to wrap up our broadcast this week. We're going to be back in the studios in Memphis on Monday. Folks, it's been a lot of fun. Want to thank our great team, Grace and Kyle, doing a terrific job. You get out there, have a great Friday, and whatever you do, be sure to go to church this weekend.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.